Come, my little one, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
We are at your doorstep, the bake of all. Change our hearts, you're the only one. Nahnu ibaduk labbayka Allah. Anta al-wahid, anta al-ahad. Labbayka Allah, labbayka Allah, labbayka Allah, labbayka Allah, labbayka Allah, labbayka Allah. Uplift our souls from you is love. Nahnu ibaduk labbayk Allah. Anta al-wahid, anta al-ahad, labbayk Allah.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn a little bit more about how the children in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. We know they were very lucky because they got to meet our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But did you know, butterflies, that those children were very different? Do you know why? Those children were not scared of anything. In fact, they didn't have mummy and daddy spoiling them with things. Instead, their hearts were filled with the love of our beautiful deen of Islam. You see, butterflies, in that time, in the time of the Sahaba, the children were brave and strong. They did everything they could to help the deen of Islam. If it meant going in war, going in battle, and fighting till their last breath, they would do it. In fact, those children were so brave and strong that nothing would scare them, because they knew they had Allah with them, and their reward would be Jannah. My butterflies, alhamdulillah, we are not in a situation where we have to fight in wars and go out to battle. But if we did have to, would you be able to grab your sword, grab something and go out and fight? Ride on a horse, ride on a camel, or walk out on foot? Would you able to be brave and strong, protect your mummy and your family? Protect your brothers and sisters that are small. Go out and look after them. Will you be able to do that? I hope so, inshallah. Remember, butterflies, those children had such devotion to Islam, and they loved Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that nothing would come in their way for standing for the truth. My butterflies, there were many little children who studied hard. Not only did they learn about Islam and everything around them, but they learned how to fight, they learned about science and maths and Islam and Quran and everything else that you learn today. In fact, some of those children had to go far, far away from their mummies and daddies just to learn from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would fast during the day, they would stay awake at night. During the day they would do good deeds, they would learn, they would study. And at night they would pray to Allah and study again. They wanted to learn everything they could. And when it was time, they were brave and strong and would go out and fight. Butterflies, it's good to be strong, it's good to be brave, and it's good to be able to protect yourself and everyone around you. do it to make Allah happy, and inshallah, Allah will reward you. My butterflies, remember, the children of those days were very strong and very brave, and I'm not only talking about physical strength and their bodies, but mental strength, their mind, their brains. Because they knew they wanted to be perfect Muslims and copy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why they knew they had to look after their minds, look after their brains and study hard. They had to look after their eyes, their nose, their mouth, their touch and their ears, so that they only did good deeds. And also they had to fight and be strong and tough, because they looked after their bodies so that they could defend Islam. Butterflies, were you ever in a situation where you had to defend your religion of Islam? Either by saying something and correcting someone who had the wrong beliefs, or in another way. If you did, and if you did it for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will reward you. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll read you a story called The Pious Mummy, Daddy and Son. Stay tuned.
Ye nadi ka hatarsan tera naam hai ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah. In my every heartbeat lies your name, oh Allah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, most gracious, most highest, thy name, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, my Lord, you, oh Allah, your splendor and grace is endless, my Allah, your highness, your majesty, most grandiose, my Allah, forgive me.
Butterflies, let's read a story called A Pious Mummy, Daddy and Son. The Muslims of the time were preparing for the Battle of Uhud. It was a big battle. There were four young men who came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were still small. They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all four of us will be taking part in the Battle of Uhud. However, we have an old father who is crippled but still insists on joining the battle. What is the ruling about him? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them that since their daddy was old and crippled, he would be excused from taking part in the battle. They said, we have already explained this to him, but he refuses to listen. Then bring him to me, said Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quickly, the young boys went to their old daddy. He had a white beard. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What have you to tell me? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained to him that it wasn't necessary for him to take part in the battle because he was old and because he was crippled, but he would be rewarded for his intention. So he said, my sons have also stopped me from marching with you, but I have the desire to be killed in Allah's path and drag myself with a crippled leg into Jannah. For the sake of Allah, don't deprive me. On seeing his sincerity, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sons, don't prevent him now. Perhaps Allah decided that he should have the honor of being a martyr. Hazrat Amr bin Jamur radiallahu anhum was very happy when he went home. He made dua and said, O Allah, don't let me return home. He then marched with the army, and although the Muslims were winning the battle, a mistake by some of the Muslim soldiers called the kuffar to get the upper hand. It was then that he and one of his sons fought bravely. They got to the kuffar. The kuffar managed to surround them and martyred them both. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he said, I can see Umar walking into Jannah with his crippled leg. His wife also had a brother, and he was also martyred. When she was told that her husband, her son and her brother were martyred, all she asked is, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When they said that he was fine, she went and said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you are well, then all tragedies are nothing. You see, butterflies, from this story we learn, this family were very brave. The daddy insisted on going to battle even though he didn't have to. The brothers and sons were strong and brave. They knew they needed to protect the deen of Islam. The mummy made patience too. She had sabr. She lost her husband, her brother and her son, but she was more worried about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's the blessings of these kinds of people that we have Islam today, and alhamdulillah we are Muslim. We hear the talks of deen, but remember, we're not asking you to go out and fight. In fact, we don't want that right now. But what we do want is for you to remember, Allah created you, and to Allah we shall return. In the same breath we say, butterflies, you need to be strong, you need to be brave, you need to be tough. Is there someone in your family that needs looking after? Do it with all your health. Are you going out to learn and to study? Do it the best you can. Is there someone who needs help, like a poor or the old and the orphans? Go out and help them. Do everything you can with all the time you have to do good deeds and learn about our beautiful deen of Islam and practice it. Because if we do this, inshallah, we too will be successful like the Sahaba. Butterflies, would you like Jannah? I know I would.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. जुदा तुमसे मैं हो जाऊंगा बदनाम सच्चा प्यार है ये जिंदगी का यादों में डूब जाता हूँ एक दिन की है ये जिंदगी मेरे प्यार की बस एक ख्वाहिश मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना फिर प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं मेरे दिल को आराम आता है ये
We've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R.